It's a nazir. Or a minu avakasha. Asher, that's not enough. Or a mini. We learned yodai nazira. Somebody says he wants his hands to be a nazir. That's all. Or else for ragli nazira. Somebody says I want my feet to be a nazir. But yomaklum, that's called nothing. That's not called you. Since you could live without your hand, you could live without your foot, that's not called you yet, there's no kabot naziris. What about you say, roshai nazira, I want my head to be a nazir, or else kevedi nazira, I want my liver to be a nazir, hareza a nazir. Then you become a nazir. What's the klal? Zeha klal. Dova shan neshama tluya boi, hareza a nazir. If you said part of your body that you needed to live with, that if you don't have that, you can't live, that's called you, that's called the kabot naziris. So you said you want your head to be Kabbal Naziris. You can't live without a head, so that's called the good Kabbal Naziris. Or if you said you want your liver, you can't live without liver. But if you say something that you can live without it, that's not called the good Kabbal Naziris. So if somebody just says, my hands should be a Nazir, that's not called the Kabbalah for your whole body. Your hand is not called your body. So Madach, if you say directly, I want my mouth to be a Nazir, your mouth, you don't become a nazir. So if you just say, my mouth should be like his mouth, for sure you shouldn't be a nazir. So how come a Mishnah says, if you say, pikapiv, or sari kasari, if you cut off your hair, you could live? So how come if you just say, my hair like yours, you become a nazir? Where's the Kabbalah?
All right, turn over.
So Mr. Gemara answers, then Echnami, that Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, Pshana Mishnah is, the Yom HaHoch, it is the way he said. Yasa pi kapiv miyayin, that my mouth should be like your mouth from wine. So since you spoke out and said from wine, that means you want to be an issa not to drink wine. Or else you said sari kisaroi miligois, that my hair should be like your hair, that I have to refrain from cutting off the hair. So that's a clear, then we understand clearly, you mean a complete kabbalah nazirus. Then the Mishnah says, Harein in Nazira. The wife says she wants to become a Nazira. Vishoma Bailan. Then the husband heard about a Viyama Vani, and he says Vani. Salachar is any Yachal Hafir. The husband cannot be made for now. We'll soon see why he spoke out. Because since the husband is saying me, he's agreeing with it, that means he wants his wife's Naziris. So that's as if he was Mekayim it. So if he said, yes, I want the Naziris, then he can't change his mind, he can't be made for it anymore. He boiled you. We have a new question over here now. Baal Maker Ocker. When a husband goes to be Mater, his wife's Nadarim. When he's made for his wife's Nadarim. When Afara helps. Is it considered that his Ocker takes it off, uproots it from the beginning? Maker Ocker, like a Chacham does by a Neder. Oy Dilma no Megas Gaius. Maybe a husband only has the right to chop it off from now on. But what was here until the husband hears about it is still here. That's the question. We had the shell in the Durham already, and there we're poshetaka that a husband is only megas gaius. A husband, when he's made for his wife's Nadarim, he only chops it off from now onwards, but not from before. But here the Gemara clears it for Shaila. Does the husband have a right to chop it off to the Ikarit Mikor as if it was never there? Like Tosha says, Haneda Mikroi, Kishamefel Ishtoi, Vavikilu Lechal Mierlam. It's considered like it was never chal at all. Kumai Chacham, Shaikra Neder, just like a Chacham is Matla Regla Neder. By Dilma, maybe no, like we came out in the Durham, that a husband doesn't have such a strength, he's only Megas Gaius. So Mora says, L'maynach Kamina, what will be a difference? In a case like this, Le'isha Shanodra Benozir, in a case where your wife became a Nazira, V'shama Chaverta, and then her friend heard about it, V'yomra Vani, and she said Vani. Now, V'shama Baila, now the first husband heard about it, shall we shayna, the husband of the first wife, that said, Arena Nazira heard about it. He hates the law, and he was made for it, took away his wife's nether. So how do we look at it? Iyamrit maker okar, if you want to tell me the husband takes it off, like his wife's nether was never here. So he nami yishtari. So the second lady that said vani, she becomes mutter. She's saying she's like the first one. But if the first one's nether is not here, so then she becomes mutter. But Iyamrit, if you want to tell me that megas gai is the husband only has a right to chop it off, but not to make it like it was never here. Says so, Ishtaruya. When the husband hears about it now and says, I want to be made for it, true. The first one becomes mutter from now onwards. But Chaverto Asira, but the second one that said Vani, she still remains also. Because when she said Vani, the first one had a Nazira. And it was Chaz Naziris. So when you say Vani, it makes the Kabbalah Naziris for you also. Just when the first one's husband is made for it, he has the right to chop it off for the first one only, but not for the second one. So therefore the second one would remain a Nazira. That's the Shaila. Toshima, come and bring your proof. Says now Mishnah, Hareini Nazira. The wife says she wants to be a Nazira. Vishoma, violent, the husband hears about it. Vyama Vani, and the husband says, me too, is any Yachal Hafer. The husband cannot be made for this neder. He can't take off now his wife's Nazirus. The question is, why not? If you want to tell me, Baal Megas Gayis, all the husband does is just chop it off. From now onwards, so Leifuli Ishtoi, why can't the husband now be made for his wife's neder? Vulisasar, and he'll still remain Asa. So, the Havamina is like this, that if the husband could be Megas Gayis, it'll only be a problem that the husband doesn't have a right to be matir his own neder. So like this, the wife said her reign in Nazira, and now the husband said Vani. So his Nazirus is totally in hus. So now we're going now in Svara, why can't the husband now be made for his wife's Nadurim? We don't know this Svara we spoke out before, that is considered like the husband was Mekayimit. If you don't have that Svara, why can't the husband now be made for his wife's neder? So we're going now to Svaris, that if you'll be made for the neder, the pshat is, you're going to take off a neder from Mikara, as if she never made it. So then when the husband said Vani, it's like saying nothing. So it's going to come out now, the husband has taken off his own Naziris. And that a husband can't do. A person can't be Mechel his own Nadarim. Somebody else has to be Mechel your Nadarim. Even though it's an indirect, but it's going to come out if the husband is made for his wife's neder here, his neder will also fall out. And that he can't do. That's the kasha. But if you hold the husband just chops it off from now on, so he's not taking off his own neder. Like her neder was here until now. So when the husband said Vani, it was a good Vani that the husband became a Nazir. So if the husband only chops it off from now onwards, what should be wrong then? Why can't the husband chop off his wife's neder from now onwards? He still remains a Nazir. So since the Mishnah says he remains a Nazir, so since the Mishnah says he can't do it, the Hezbar has to be, and Olam Shramin, here should be a proof that the Svar is Baal Maker Rocker. That what the husband does is when he's made for, he takes it off from the beginning. So that he can't do here. Because if he takes it off from the beginning, he has to take off his own nether also. And that a husband can't do. So Mar says, no, maybe that's not the pshat here. Loi, Liyalam, really I'll tell you, Megas Gayas, that what the husband does is he only chops it off from now onwards. And therefore, Vedinu Delefalo. Really, the husband should be able to be mefer now his wife's nedarim, because he's not taking off his own nether. His own nether will always be here, because at the time when he said Vani, she was a Nazira. So his Nazira stays. So if so, why can't he chop off his wife's nether from now onwards? Tahainu time is loimotzi mefer. You know what the reason is why the husband can't be mefer? Because like I said before, the svara, Kivan the Yomalo Vani, what happened here? First the wife says she wants to be a Nazira, and then the husband says Vani. When the husband says and me too, command the Yomakayim Lechidomi. That's considered as if the husband said, yes, I want you Naziris. Like what does Vani mean? Vani means me too. That means I want you to be a Nazira, and I also want to be a Nazira. So it's considered like the husband was Mekayim the Nether. So therefore he can't be made for now. What can he do? He misses shalak masai. If he goes to a chacham to be matir to be sure, he'll take off the hakama that he made. Then moti mefer, very good. Then he can be mefer. But vilai calls the money does not take away the hakama that he made, the standing that he made. Le moti mefer. So that's from the Mishnah. So therefore, from our Mishnah, you have no proof whether the Baal is Megas Gayas or Maker Rucker. Toshma, bring another proof. We had a Gemara later, Gemara Nadarim. A wife says she wants to be a Nazir. And she set aside her kabbonis for Naziris. Then later, when the husband heard about it, he was made for her Nadarim. She's not a Nazir now. So it sounds like this. As if the name has belonged to the husband, which means they're not kachim, they're not kegdish at all, they can go to their mamash chulin. They go here, they said, Lashon, they go out and pasture in the fields. So he says, it means to say it's chulin. The kedusha is not chal. The pshat is, because since the husband gave it to her, he only gave it to her if she's going to need it. But now that the husband was matir, the naziris, she doesn't need the kabbonis, they're not chal at all. But v'im shaloi hoysa, if these behemoths belong to her, im shaloi hoysa behema, then achatis thomas. Then we say the korban she made for achatis has the shame chatis on it, and now that she became Ois Nazir, it has to die. Now the question is why? If you want to tell me when the husband is made for the neder, he takes it off from the beginning. So tefik lechulin, then these behemoths should have no kedusha at all. She was only makdish them because she thought she was a nazir. But now if the husband can be oikred lamafreish, she was never a nazir, it should never be chal kedusha on it. Elalah shuramin, here should be a proof that baal megas guy is a baal only chops it off. Therefore, up until now she was in the zira, so the hegdish that she made is called a good hegdish. The Mar says, no, Lielam Rila Tayyam Lach Baal Maker Rock, her husband takes off me Kara. By the time, you know what the reason why her Chatis still remains a Chatis? Kivon the Light Sericha, Kivon that should be Kivon the Sericha Kapara, because she needs a Kapara. Is having a Chatis Shemesa Baleho. It has a lot like a Chatis Shemesa Baleho, or Gemir the Lach Riz, the Chatis Shemesa Baleho Thomas. And so the Ratais explains that we had before by Kapara. And what is that since she did a Chet, she was Mitzai Ratzma. Rav Lazar Kapha said, since she was Mitzai Ratzma, she did a chet, she deserves to bring a korban. So even on its side, the husband is oikah the Naziris Lamafreya, as if she was never a Nazira, but Lamaisa, she did make a Naziris upon herself. It's called she made a Ktsas chet, she put herself into pain. So for that pain, really, she deserves to bring a korban. That's why it says the korban chattis that she brought has a shame chattis on it, and therefore it has to be dead. But it could be there's no proof yet whether the husband is Oikol Amafreya or the husband is only Megas Gais. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding up Chof Allah from a base. Again, we're in the middle of the Shiloh that when a husband is made for his wife's Nedarim, is it the Pshat that he's make a rocker? He takes off the Neder all the way from the beginning. Like a chokham is matter a regular neder, as if the neder was never chal at the beginning. Or duma megas gaius. The other side is no, like we have in Masechet Nedarim, that a husband is only megas gaius. When a husband is made for his wife's Nedarim, is called megas gaius, he only chops it off from now onwards. But before, it was always considered the neder was here. So that's the question. What's the locha when a husband is made for his wife's Nedarim? So in the bottom, the Gemara says, Toshima. And 10 lines in the bottom. Toshima. If an isha was mekabel upon herself to be a nozir, for hoisa shoistis yain, and she was drinking wine, or else metame lemesim, or else she was touching mesim, she was metame lemesim. Is hareza sefik esaboyim? It says clearly here the what that she gets malchus. That's the case if a wife became a nazira. And then she drank wine and she touched Mesim, she's over the lab of an Aziris that she gets Malkus. So Maris Takash, hey Chidomi, what are we talking about here? What's the Chiddush of this halacha? Elaim, if you want to tell me, Deloy Hefa Lo Baal, that the husband was not Mati, this Neder, he wasn't made for the Neder, that she's still a regular Nazira. So the Gemara asks, Tzricha Lameima, do you have to tell me then this halacha that she gets Malkus? Pshita, she's a regular Nazira. She becomes mekabel to be a nazira, and then she drank wine. Avada, she gets malchus. What's the chiddush here? Ela pshita deheful abal. You have to say this case here is talking about that the husband was made for his wife's neder. The husband took off the neder. She's not a nazira anymore, and still it says if she drinks wine, she gets malchus. The question is, if you want to tell me, baal maker okar, if the baal takes off the neder mikara. It's considered like she was never a nazir. If so, what does she get malchus for? The ma'isa, the husband was oikah the neder, as if she never made a neder. She was not a nazira anymore. Since she was never a nazira. So why does it say here, if she drank wine, she gets malchus? Elalav shmamina, from here it should be a proof that baal megas gaius. That when a husband is matir his wife's, when he's made for his wife's nadarim, the pshat is the day that he says muflucho, from that day he chops off the nether, from now on she's not a nazir anymore. But the halacha, the days up until now, that she was makabel to be a nazir and she was a nazira, it has a regular halacha of a naziris. And therefore if she drank wine yesterday, before the husband was made for the nether, it's called she was over, she did an avera, and therefore she gets malchus. So here should be a pure proof that the locher is a baal is only megas gaius, only chops off the neder from now onwards and not from before. So Mara says, no, maybe there's no proof here. As the Mara says, Lielam, really I'll tell you, a maloch, baal make a rocker. It could really be, from here there's no proof, maybe the halacha is the husband is oikar, uproots the neder from the beginning. It's considered like she never made a neder. So then the question was, so what's the chiddush here? Like, so then the halacha is faket, why did she get malchus then? If she drank wine before, but now when the husband is made for the neder, it's like she was never in the zero, why did she get malchus? So Gemara answers, I'll tell you, that Baal make rocker and the pshat is, how he speaks out, that the husband was not made for the neder, enechanami. We're talking about now where the husband was not made for the neder. So it's a regular case, she was in the zero, and she drank wine, so she gets malchus. So the question of this was, pshita, what do you have to tell me this for? So I'll tell you the reason why it says it is, the Katani Sefer. Because the Sefer says like this, the Chiddush is because of the Sefer, not because of the Reisha. The Sefer says, hey, for lo bailo. Let's say the husband is Mefer, his wife's neder, fihi lo yoda, and she doesn't know about it. Voice shoysa yain, she was drinking wine. Or else matam ala mesim, it says, alocha eina safek eses aboyim. She does not get malchus. What's the case here again that she made in the neder to become a nazira? And then the husband heard about it, and the husband was made for the neder. So for sure, from now onwards, she's not a nazira anymore. But here the case is she doesn't know about it. She didn't know that the husband was made for the neder. As far as she's concerned, she's still a nazira. And the next day she woke up and she wanted to be a Russia-like, and she went to drink wine, or she went to touch a mason. So the chiddush is, ain't a safek es tes aboyim. Even though Luchura, that's also Pshita. I mean, once the halacha is, the husband was made for the neder yesterday, so Mikana Labor, from now onwards for sure, she's not a Nazira. So we'll see later, Tari speaks out that there is a Rabbi Yehuda Shita that says Midrabonon, she gets Malchus. So the Chiddush is of the Sefer that even Midrabonon, she doesn't get Malchus. Even though according to her thoughts, what she thought she was doing, she thought she was doing an Avera, but Lamaisa, she doesn't get Malchus. Since Lamaisa, the husband, had already made half form already before she drank the wine, so she doesn't get